City. Ron Cole. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Chuck. Glad to see you made it back from your vacation.
Yeah, I know it. I'm glad to be back, too. When you get back and the first thing you think about is having a Big Mac, you know it's been a long time.
I'm going to have one here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, how are things up north? I heard you're harvesting.
Yeah, we got started. We got started last week. We probably got about 300 acres of beans out, and we're pleasantly surprised with the yields. We knew they were going to be decent, but they're some of the better beans I think I've ever had. Now, I don't know if it's going to follow that way all the way through, but we're just on the early maturities now, like the 08s and 09s. And, no, they really came down with that heat yesterday, and the wind that really dried her down fast, so it was going through real well.
What moisture were you getting them at?
Oh, we were down in 11% yesterday,
Wow.
And we started in the mornings. In the morning, we got started at 20 after 7 yesterday morning, combine and beans. So they were a little tough in the morning. They were about 16. We stuck those in the air bin, and by noon, they were down to 11.
Wow.
So we got a good chunk out yesterday, and no, they were good. It was a good day harvesting. Now we've got a little overcast, and it looks like it's going to be a little damp for 3-4 days, the way it looks.
Did you get some rain there this morning?
It's sprinkling right now. We haven't got anything measurable. We probably got a tenth so far, but I put a lot of cover crops in this year, and I was kind of hoping that would get them germinated. We flew some on with an airplane, and we seeded some here after they chopped silage. So we're hoping to get that started on that's rye. Earlier, the cover crops on the wheat, they're up and going good.
What kind of...
We had about 8 tenths rain on that, so that's up and going good. But the stuff we spread with the airplane and the stuff we planted with the planter needs a little shot here to get going.
What kind of cover crops you put on in the wheat then? Did you put some brassicas?
Well, on the wheat, I went with a turnip radish, rapeseed, and flax this year. I'm kind of in kindergarten on this. We had a little meeting here last week and showing a little more interest all the time, but I'm on my third year now, and I've been expanding every year. I'm up to about 1,000 acres now. I started out about 200, and I'm up to 1,000. And like I said, I'm a learning experience, but I see the benefit there. So hopefully I can make it work.
Well, I know people
in kindergarten. I'm not a real good spokesman yet.
Well, you know, I know people that have put it in there, and they've done a strip out there, and they said you can see right to the line, and you can see the line even on the harvest where you had it and where you didn't. So there's been a fair amount of data coming out on that, but you've been how'd the meeting go up there? Then people more interested in doing that?
It seems like we're picking up a few more every year. There's a lot of skepticism out there yet, but we had some real good speakers at this last meeting that was really good to talk to. There's one guy out of Jamestown, an agronomist there, that's really getting into it, and he had a lot of information. And there was guys from SDSU and NDSU there, and pretty neat. They had a guy there that pretty much specializes in worms. So he was real interesting to talk to. But it's catching on, you know, a little more all the time. And I was pretty skeptical at first, too, but once I tried it, I just seen pretty good benefits, and I've seen a lot of my costs come down. You know, as far as the fuel savings, labor savings, and stuff like that, and my crops are been just as good, or even a little bit better, where I've been going with them at this point. And I've only been in the game for, like I said, going on my fourth year now. So I've seen a lot of benefit to it. I think it's the catalyst that makes no-till work. You know, no-till mm-hmm. with the cover crops in this country. You know, I think that's in my opinion, I guess.
Well,
I shouldn't talk too much, but that's my opinion.
No, but they talk about soil health, and that's a big part of it, and you're talking about the earthworms and the other microbes in the soil that we haven't mm-hmm. paid much attention to in the past, but are finding out that they play a bigger role in our production as time goes on. And I guess earthworms, people say, well, what about them? And I said, you know what, it leaves those little macropores, and the water comes right down the hole.
Yeah, it's amazing, especially after talking to some of these guys that have been involved with it. I've been talking to guys that have been into this situation for, you know, 20 years plus. And they're still learning, you know, but there's so much to learn at this point. And like I said, there's going to be failures along the way, but there's also that you learn by your mistakes like anything else. And I think if you do things right, and I think there's a lot to this, I think. I mean, your weed control and all that benefits too here, so I'm pretty excited about it, so we're working at it, I guess.
Coming back with rye, that's a pretty good weed control thing right there. It Usually you can clean
up
that field.
Yeah, I planted soybeans right into standing rye this spring. And, boy, it turned out really well. I mean, really well. I mean, I terminated early because it was we were in a dry situation this spring, and I didn't want to lose any more moisture than I already had. But I seeded right into it. So, I mean, I didn't till the ground last year. We just flew it in with an airplane, and it had a fairly decent growth last year. We didn't get it in till late, until October. So this year I wanted to get it in August 15th, but they didn't quite get it on in time. But so this rain, if we get a little rain here to get it germinated now, I'd be pretty thankful for that.
Well, we're hearing more and more about cover crops, and it's nice to hear some people that have good experiences with it. And I think it's in its infancy, but we're seeing it move along, and hopefully we can keep that moving. But Ron, how's the corn look up there then? The beans look pretty good?
The corn looks great. I mean, I had some chopped, and I had it appraised, and then the appraisal came in at about 200 bushel on my chop zone. So I'm kind of excited to get into the corn itself and to see what it is, but she's drying down awful fast. I'm just hoping we don't start dropping ears here, you know, before we get the beans out, you know. So I've been out there kind of shaking them on and yanking on them and see if I got to get out there and take some corn out before I finish beans. I'd like to get the beans done first. We just got a good start, so we got a good 10 days of combine in the thing to finish that up.
Well, some are saying they may have to go out in the corn, some of the corn, before they get the beans out, but we'll have to see. It's nice to see that it's drying down, though. Put a little air to it, and that's all you have to do.
Yeah, I know. There's some guys that hand-shelled some out, and some had taken samples. One guy took a sample of the combine last week, and it was 18% over there by Sisseton. But that was some lighter ground and stuff. I wouldn't say ours is that. I would say ours is probably just guessing at 23, 24 already, if not drier, you know.
But that's pretty early in the year to...
Natural drying, you know. It's like when it freezes, sometimes you get a false vision it's drier, and it is. But when it natural dries from the top down and the bottom up, you know, you can tell she's going to be pretty dry, and hopefully we get some test weight out of it. That'll make the yield.
Now, did you get some pretty good moisture up there this summer, Ron, or did you have hit and miss?
Oh, hit and miss, basically, but most of it got pretty, you know, I'm not complaining. Early it was dry, but after that it seems we got some timely showers, and if we hit it the next time if it missed, you know. But no, I'm pretty pleased with the moisture we had right here rye farming. You know, there's pockets that we got hurt, though. I understand that.
Is it a pretty good area up there then? Is this pretty good in that whole north area? Or you? I know it gets pretty tough as you get to Aberdeen.
Yeah, you get to Aberdeen area. I know my brother-in-law farms by Millette Mansfield, and he got shorted. Missed most of the rains up there. That one pocket was pretty bad, and if I remember right, over by Groton areas too, it got pretty wet or dry. I mean, it was pretty streaked there. But over here, we seem to got, you know, I'm thankful for what we got. It sure seemed to, the bean yield sure seemed to be good. We do have a little white mold on a few places where we put caldener. Got a little lush there. We have some pockets of white mold, but other than that, it seems to be doing real well in the beans.
Well, Ron, we got to go. I'll let you go, too. Help you get some moisture up there to get those cover crops going, and you get that harvest done, too. I mean, you need a break or two.
You bet. Sounds good. Give me a call after corn, and we'll see how it went.
All right. We'll do that, Ron. Thanks a lot. And
yep.
Good luck on using those new golf clubs.
There you go. I'll be looking forward to beating you, you know.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Ron.